Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu. Yes, it's time for this week's celebrity interview. Now, after the drought that we have had in terms of Bollywood releases, they are starting to trickle through. In fact, the floodgates have now opened, and I've been playing you the music for this film recently. Amazing soundtrack. We've had two tracks so far, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But I'm now joined today with the cast of a huge release coming to us. Yes, it is Shershah. So please welcome Siddharth Malhotra, Kiara Advani. Hi.
Hello, hi.
It's great to have you with us. So thank you so much for joining. Amazing trailer, amazing soundtrack so far. Heard a lot about this film. So tell us, how did it come to you?
Well, thank you. We're pretty happy as a team for the response that we've got for the trailer so far and for the songs now. This is a film that came to me about 5 years ago when Captain Vikram Batra's twin brother, Vishal Batra, yes, approached me to play his brother, his amazing heroic life story. And I feel it comes literally like an honor and also as a big, big responsibility, because he's somebody who's so revered in the Indian Army. Because not only him, it's and also it's a film about all the martyrs that we lost during the Kargil War. And to genuinely pay respect to them and hopefully tell their story on celluloid, and also dive into his personal story with Shershah, and so that people can understand that these are men or women who come from very similar backgrounds and different walks of life to fight for the largest democracy in the world, which is India. And we should pay their respects and pay our respects to them and give a sense of gratitude and also get inspired.
Absolutely. And it's not just a story, right? You know, when you come across this, it kind of seems pretty filmy, but this is a true story. This is the true story of Vikram Batra himself. So how was that for you, actually bringing that true story to life, you know, in terms of the responsibility of, you know, bringing that out to the masses, to the people, so that people like us sat here in the UK can hear about the life of Vikram Batra?
Well, this is my first time playing a real life hero, real life heroic character. And I think a lot of challenges come with it, because you have certain facts of history that you need to follow. There are certain boundaries that you need to be in. And when you enter a scene or do a performance or have a screenplay, you know you have to reach that point which it happened in history or where that character was at that time. So it requires more precision. You know, in other films, maybe you can move your target around that you want to reach that point, maybe later or sooner, or maybe you don't, you adapt things. But in a biopic, you need to be more precise, which I feel requires more craft, requires more preparation, and gives you a sense of, I think it keeps you in check. I feel my first time I've gotten so attached to him. As a character, I know his family so well now, and I don't look at it as a commercial film. I just hope and pray that people see his life story and see the true essence of Captain Vikram Batra, because I feel there's so much to learn and be inspired from. And we've tried to be as authentic as possible to real life. Pretty much 90% of the scenes are scenes that have happened to him in some form or the other. Obviously, we've taken liberties to you know, put them together, and there's a lot of mental prep, there's a lot of physical prep, the technical know-how. I've been living this film for more than 3 to 4 years, and now finally extremely happy that it's out for the world to see.
So you in a sense you became the embodiment of Vikram Batra as well, and he himself was quite a filmy character, wasn't he? Of course, this is the 90s. He was really big time into it. He was a bit of a Bollywood buff as well, wasn't he? He loved his films. Some of the dialogues, you can think, you know what, are these made up? Are these fiction? But they're true, aren't they?
Absolutely. Picking up from what you said before, that some of the even the dialogues that you see in the trailer are pretty much 90% dialogues that he actually spoke in real life. It's too filmy to be real, but it is real. So I think over here, it's and that's why we possibly the conscious effort of rendering these dialogues was to make it as conversational as possible so that it doesn't break away from the reality, because I don't feel you need to play up these dialogues. So I think in that sense, the film has a part documentary and a part, commercial film to a commercial angle to it, whether it's the first trailer that you see. And that's our version of what happened, in those scenarios, which is, which we've tried to keep as accurate as possible to real life.
Well, I'm really looking forward to watching it. And Kiara, can I just bring you in as well? Of course, you know, you're playing a real life character. How was that for you when it came to actually researching the character and connecting with the character of Dimple Chima?
It was, I was lucky I got to meet with her. That was probably the cherry on the icing for me to understand her emotions and, take it forward from there. But I feel, although it is a sense of responsibility when you play a real life character, I feel the intentions were in the right place, keeping it as true to reality. We were taking the emotional route and we were literally just living everything that they had shared with us. It wasn't anything for creative or cinematic purposes. It was all as it happened. So even if the scenes between them, even if it sounds filmy to us, he said that with a lot of meaning, and that's how he made promises to her, and he meant those promises so much so that she lives by them till date, even though he's not with us anymore. So this is definitely one of the most intriguing stories, personal love stories that I've ever come across.
Yes. So I have heard, now is this true, that he actually cut his thumb and usne maang pardi thi khoon se. Is that really true? Did that really happen?
That did happen, yeah. That's the charming Captain Vikram Batra, and that's how he promised her. And even when she narrated it to me, she said he was completely filmy. He would do, and in a very, and he meant everything that he did, but he was spontaneous and he made big gestures, and he was this dildar, passionate human being.
And what was, you mentioned that you've met with her, we've met with Dimple Chima, and she's still living that love story today. I mean, how did that feel for you portraying a real story? You know, this is not a script. It's not something that somebody has made up. It's somebody's real life emotions, somebody's real life story. Did you feel it was different from anything you've done before?
It was. It's a story that it's deeply moving it does have, every relationship has their share of hurdles along the way, and they did too. But I think it's what makes it so much more special is the emotion behind it. Because when, later, now when we know that she's chosen to lead her life unmarried, and, she's still committed to him, though he's not with us, it kept making me wonder, what were those 4 years like? How pure was that love between them that she, that made her take this choice and decision? And that's why I felt meeting with her and hearing it from her made me really feel it in my core to portray it and, live it while we were performing on screen. It's something that it's not so regular. You don't hear it all the time, but it has its moments that deeply connect with you.
Yes. So 22 years on, this is not a short amount of time. 22 years on, she's still loyal to him. She's still in that relationship with him, and honoring that commitment that they made.
It speaks volumes of their relationship, of him as a person, of her as a person. Yeah. I think when we speak of bravery, when we speak of, courage, I think both of them had that. And that's probably what connected them to each other as well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Siddharth, I've heard you talk about, in fact, before I go there, you mentioned that he was, well, of course, the film is called Shersha. Can you tell us why? Why is the film called Shersha? Why was he known as Shersha?
Well, that happened when they were serving in Kargil. He was one of the young officers And being the personality that he was, this extremely affable, Punjabi, lovable, good-hearted boy, that trickled into his army life as well. Following the army decorum, yet he used to find a way to be slightly more cheeky and casual with his seniors. But then when they saw him, lead from the front in the missions that led up to Kargil, they saw that, he could walk the talk and was a very influential leader and somebody, who would do wonders in the Indian Army. And when they had to provide each and every officer a code name, they thought of giving him Sher Shah, which became iconic because if you see that one interview that he gave with Barkha Dutt in 99 in NDTV, where she interviewed him after his first achievement in Kargil, where he narrates the story of climbing onto that mission at night and on the radio, the enemy actually picking up the frequency and calling for Sher Shah because they kept hearing the code name Sher Shah. He actually spoke to the Pakistani troops saying that, you wanted Sher Shah, here I am. And, yes. Obviously there were words that were exchanged. And he spoke about them and the myth and the legend became about Sher Shah that time. And I think it's such an interesting journey and title of Vikram Batra becoming Sher Shah. And unfortunately, that being his last title, then when he passed away and gave his life for the country.
Here we are, 22 years later, you're immortalizing his story by bringing it to us. It's an OTT release. It's coming out on Amazon Prime on the 12th of August. We are playing the music already, Ranja and Rata Lumbian. We're loving the music. Big hits here in the UK. So is there anything that you would like to say? Anything that you would like to say to the viewers before we leave?
Well, thank you. Unfortunately, for obvious reasons, we're not traveling this year and coming and meeting all the lovely Bollywood fans in the UK. In London, which feels like a home away from home. Whenever we go there, there's so much appreciation for Bollywood movies there, for Hindi movies there. So far, so we are there in spirit and with our songs and our new film called Sher Shah. And I hope everyone enjoys it in the comfort of their homes and stay safe and take necessary precautions.
Yes, that's the perfect thing about it is we get to watch it in the comfort of our own homes. Kiara, thank you so much for your time as well. Is there anything that you would like to say to your fans here?
Thank you. I cannot wait for you to experience the journey of Captain Vikram Batra in Sher Shah and fill yourselves with a lot of pride and patriotism like we did. And it's a short story that we're all very, very excited to share. So on the 12th of August, it's all yours.
It's all on Prime. And not only are we seeing the story of Captain Vikram Batra, the Sher Shah, we're also seeing his Shirni Dimple Chima as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today at Sudbrush Radio.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.